Hi guys, my name is Anne and I have a new life in Christ and I'm recovering from pride and control. And this last week, I've had a lot of anxiety that I didn't give over to God. Hey guys, it's really fun to be with you on the front end of the night versus the end. And so they trusted me to give you a story tonight. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about prior to when I got to Regen. For about 20 plus years, I was in the fashion industry. And so what that looked like is I did buying for stores, I did managing, and I even owned my own fashion business for a while. And so I love to help women find clothes that fit them, and men. I love to help people find things that they feel good in, like the stuff that kind of fits their style, their age, their lifestyle, their body shape. And and I'm really one of those people that will tell you if it doesn't look good on you. Now, I won't go like, you know, that looks awful, maybe to my husband, but I won't do that to any of all of you. But what I will say is, I'll be honest with you, I'll love you enough to tell you the truth. And so I might say, well, we can do better or not so much. And so, but one of the things that happened over and over again, especially, well, this is consistent with men and women. This is what I would see. Women love to shop together, right? So they go out in the pack and one gal is trying on clothes. And she comes out of the fitting room, and you can tell she kind of likes how she feels. And she, you know, the jeans fit her good, and the top is cute. It's got the right seaming and color. And she's kind of looking at herself in the mirror and kind of taking it in. And her friends are like, oh, my goodness, that's amazing on you. That looks so kind of cute on you. Have you ever worn that color before? You should wear that color more. Like, that's great. You've got to buy that. And then I see her kind of standing there, and she's still looking at herself. And I think, uh-oh, it's going to happen. And I kind of watch her, and she opens her mouth. And she says, you know, I really need to be 10 pounds lighter. Yeah, and you know, my hair, I haven't showered in a couple days. My hair is kind of messy and greasy. And actually, it really needs to be colored. And, you know, I've got this pimple. And she just starts cutting herself down. And I watch when she was just kind of excited to see herself. And I kind of watch her deflate. And I watch her friends all deflate, too. Because they're trying to encourage her. And she's not taking it in. And now here's what happens when guys try on clothes. So here's like when I go, yeah, this is true. When I go suit shopping with my husband and I'm sitting in the area where they're tailoring, it's a safe area. I'm not where I shouldn't be, boys. Otherwise, that's a whole Regen story, right? We don't want to do that. So I'm in the area where the tailor comes in, and the tailor comes in and he's kind of doing it. And that guy, he might be 30 pounds overweight, beard, kind of a scruffy thing, hat on. He stands there and he does this. Darn, I look good. Like, I look good. Like, he's, like, the whole peacock thing is happening, right? Or the wild turkey, you know, the turkey things. I mean, like, he just really, he's taking it all in. And so you might be thinking to yourself, well, why in the world, Anne, are you telling us a story about fashion? And I'm telling you that because that stuff goes on here. You say that you trust Christ's death on the cross. You say that you believe that God's only son came to this earth and lived a perfect life and went to sacrifice himself on the cross for your sins to pay the penalty. And you believe that and you trust that and you invite him into your life and you say, I'm going to follow Christ. Yet, you still measure yourself by the old. You still in your head go, I'm not enough. I'm guilty. I'm shameful. I'm prideful. I need to do more. I need to do a few more steps and then I can really truly believe that I'm cleaned up enough for that. And Scripture says, that's what Scripture says, you guys. It says in 2 Corinthians that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, and the old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. So how many of you are taking in God's word and reading you are fearfully and wonderfully made, or God's people are saying to you across from a circle, my gosh, I see a change in you, you're beautiful. You're growing, you're confessing, they're encouraging you, they're cheering you on, yet you're listening to who you are through your old filters and through the things you've done or the things that have been done to you. And so I really want to encourage you, don't be the person in the mirror who's denying the truth of what folks are saying about them and God's saying to them, and don't be the person who's maybe all puffed up and strutting and they're hiding behind pride in a posture and they're really thinking to themselves, loser, I need a bigger house, if I get a bigger car, a new promotion, whatever you're thinking that you think you need to do to be enough. And so tonight, the reason, like every Monday night or most Monday nights, we have stories of people coming up and share the stories, because we do that to encourage you to remember that you are now new and no longer old. And so the stories you're going to hear tonight from Eddie and Lori are Jesus's, is there evidence that Jesus is alive and working today? Eddie and Lori know that they are no longer old, that they are a new creation.